You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch, and Waymo is driving into St. Louis. I was curious to learn more about this driverless taxi services business model and what they're going to do here in the Midwest. So I asked KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, a professor in the Chaffetz School of Business at St. Louis University, to take a look into it. Good morning, Jerry.
How are you doing?
Doing well. I'm really curious about this service. It was a little bit of a surprise that it was coming into the St. Louis market when they've been in a lot of bigger markets, it seems.
That's true. And they started out in San Francisco. They're very active in Phoenix and a few other places, all of which are places that have sunshine, maybe some rain, but no ice, no snow. And suddenly they realized if they're going to be serious about going national, they've got to have cities that have occasional ice and snow so they can make sure their cars work with that.
I think a lot of people still maybe look at this as really sci-fi and futuristic to think that you can get in a vehicle and there's no driver. How are they selling this in other markets?
Waymo's safety record far exceeds anything for taxis or rideshare cars like Lyft and Uber. The fact is Waymo cars are involved in far fewer accidents. They almost never hit any person or telephone pole or anything else. Their biggest problems have come when there were emergency vehicles or police officers managing traffic with hand signals. And what the cars do is they pull over to the side and stop until things calm down. They are the safest form of travel if you're on wheels.
I'm really wondering, though, they seem to be expanding incredibly fast. From your perspective, watching companies expand into different cities, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, they actually have to spend a fair amount of time and energy to go into a city because they literally are driving their cars through the streets that they're going to use, mapping everything, identifying all the stop signs and lights and possible pedestrian passes and things like that. So they have to spend literally months and drive hundreds of thousands of miles in each city to have everything mapped out so they can start carrying passengers. What they realize is if they're going to be a truly national company, they have to be able to operate in places that get cold snaps as well as places that don't.
What does it take as far as regulation? You know, are they welcomed by states and cities?
Excellent question. They literally are playing politics with states because states are playing politics with Waymo. You might think of it this way. Missouri created a paved highway for Waymo where California created a toll road. In California, the city of San Francisco put all kinds of regulatory restrictions on Waymo there. Because it's their hometown, they tolerated it, but they learned from that and said, we don't want that again. What did Missouri do? Our state legislature passed two laws that protect autonomous vehicles. Literally, they preempted any city in Missouri's ability to regulate Waymo. Literally, Missouri is one of the most welcoming states for Waymo anywhere in the country. And that was a factor in their deciding to come here.
Could they put traditional taxis out of business?
Oh, they absolutely have. What they do, their business model is to come into a town, and what they take is the cream of the crop. They are going to double down at the airport because they want those people coming in, those business people coming in, who will pay $40 to $60 to go from the airport to their hotel in Clayton or downtown or the Central West End. And they just want to have it clean, fast, and predictable. What that does is it takes some of the most lucrative of the taxi and rideshare opportunities in town. And when Waymo comes into a town, they basically flood the business district so that they become a popular choice there. Even if they're charging 30% more than Uber, there are people, business people, or women who want to go from point A to point B and they don't want to have a man drive them. They'll pay an extra $5 to have that Waymo experience. All of these things let Waymo skim the most premium of the people buying fares.
Do you think you'll try it?
Oh, absolutely. I've ridden with Waymo before, and because it's totally sci-fi, and just seeing how well it works is kind of fun. Be aware, Waymo cars run slow. They stop often. They're talking about creating a little bit more aggressive driving model for Waymo, but as long as we're talking about robots doing it, I'm okay having it go slow and steady.
All right. That is KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, professor in the Chaffetz School of Business at SLU. Thank you so much.
Have a great week.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.